This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Another member of Colorado's congressional delegation has tested positive for COVID-19. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado Springs area Representative Doug Lamborn is experiencing mild symptoms and is currently isolating at home, according to a statement from his office. It didn't say when the Republican congressman tested positive, only that it was, quote, recently. Staffers in his office were infected in early October. Lamborn has missed votes all this week. He's the second member of the delegation to get the virus. On Tuesday, Democrat Ed Perlmutter announced he had tested positive. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A plan is underway to bring new life to South Pueblo residential and commercial areas affected by the Colorado Smelter Superfund project. The cleanup of the contaminated site has been in the works for about 5 years and is based on community input. Pueblo City Planning Director Scott Hobson says they'll prioritize how the plan gets implemented depending on funding and other factors.
There are some projects that are more ready to go than others. Some projects may take some planning. Some projects may take other things to come together before those projects can move forward.
There's a potential delay in cleanup at a portion of the Superfund site due to possible federal funding cuts next year. That may affect other revitalization projects as well. There's a low of 40 degrees in Denver and Colorado Springs tonight. This is CPR News.